The hunt for home ice heats up as the Huskies and the Broncos are making their moves. The Fighting Hawks fatten up for their fight for first. And Denver and Omaha are fit to be tied. Those stories plus much more straight ahead on the NCHC Radio Show.
College hockey fans, the home conference to the last four national champions returns to Xcel Energy Center and the state of hockey this March. Four NCHC teams will compete for a championship at the 2020 NCHC Frozen Faceoff, March 20th and 21st. Don't miss a moment of the action.
Four game ticket packages start at the low price of $60. Purchase your Frozen Faceoff tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is the NCHC Radio Show, and I'm Jim Rich. Well, it's been a tough transition for the St. Cloud State Huskies so far this year, trying to reload after massive graduation and defections to the pros. It's been a struggle, but last weekend may have been a breakthrough. Going against the two-time defending national champs, the Huskies had their hands full. After edging UMD 2-1 in Game 1, the series finale was even tighter, scoreless into the late third.
Up top, here's Ashawn. Rashad scores! Jack Ashawn from the near side. He threads the needle, and the Huskies, finally somebody breaks through, and it's 1-0.
That's Jim Erickson of Learfield IMG College. Jack Ashawn's shot was actually tipped out front by Nick Paling with just 1:35 left to play. Goaltender David Rennick made that stand up as he turned aside all 27 Duluth shots. For the weekend, the junior minder let only one puck elude him, earning NCHC Goaltender of the Week honors and NCAA Second Star of the Week accolades. Huskies captain Jack Ashawn knows when Rennick is on, it makes a big difference for everyone.
It just makes you so much more confident back there when you know your goaltender's back there and playing like he did tonight. You really get a sense of confidence going into your D-zone and, just trusting him every night.
The double decision vaulted the Huskies from last place to just outside a home playoff spot. But now that they are there, that doesn't mean they can let off the gas, according to Huskies head coach Brett Larson.
So our goal had been to try to steal some points off the top teams in the league, and that weekend was huge for us because here we are chasing Western Michigan. We're heading in there this weekend. So obviously coming right off this feeling good weekend against Duluth at home, we're right back into the fire knowing that we have to get points on the road against a tough opponent if we're going to catch them.
And the team they're trying to catch is Western Michigan. The Broncos blowing out Colorado College, outscoring the Tigers 11-4. And the wins were big in a lot of ways, the biggest ending a seven-game winless streak. Senior forward Wade Allison led the way with a five-point series and earned NCAA Third Star of the Week honors. Allison's whole line was dynamic. Dawson DiPietro, who chipped in a hat trick, feels the threesome knows each other very well.
I think I kind of have chemistry with both of them individually. I've always played with Wade a lot, and I played with Roosh a lot, just kind of on two different lines, but now just bringing us all together. I think it's just a good fit of guys that do a lot of different things, bringing a bunch of different things to the table, and then just kind of complimenting each other and knowing where each other are going to be.
North Dakota took advantage of UMD's trouble after a crazy series with Miami. Game 1 saw the two teams tied at 4 through regulation and overtime, so it came down to a shootout for the extra point. Here's Tim Hennessy on the call on the UND Radio Network.
Side with it. Mismatch to the middle. Now mismatch. 5-0 scores. Just snuck it through Larkin's pads on the 5-hole. And North Dakota has the lead.
So Grant Mismatch's shootout goal is the difference, giving UND the extra point. The following night, North Dakota twice had to rally from a two-goal deficit, but at the end, they got the job done with Cole Smith breaking a three-all tie with just 64 seconds left.
And on a minute to go, put in front for Hayden, it deflects into the goal! I don't know if it went off Smith or if it went off Dashke, but it caught the corner on Cross, and North Dakota takes the lead, 4-3.
Now North Dakota has an 8-point lead over Minnesota Duluth, but they have little time to enjoy that cushion as UND heads to Duluth to face the second-place Bulldogs on the road. But playing away from home hasn't been a problem so far. Still, head coach Brad Berry says it's a lead that'll be tough to protect.
You know, those are points that are hard to make up in the second half. And when you leave 2 points on the table, when you come into an environment here, it's a tough thing. So I'm glad we got 5 of 6. Now we got to get home and, you know, get a little bit more healthier and reset and get ready for Duluth, because, you know, they're going to be spitting nails this weekend, you know, having a week of practice and getting swept, and they'll be ready. And we have to make sure that we are, and we will. Those are the only 2 games that we play them this year, and they're in their building, and it'll be a point of emphasis.
Denver also had to do some extra duty in their weekend work with Omaha. Game 1 tied at 1, so it was on to the shootout. And that's where Jay Stickney tells us the rest on the Pioneer Radio Network.
Pioneers coming down the right side. Now back to the slot, to the forehand. He scores, and the Pioneers will get the extra point in the conference.
The following night, more of the same, as again the Pioneers and Mavericks couldn't settle their differences in regulation. This time, DU does their damage 3-on-3 style.
He's jumping in, nobody on him, in deep, shoots, score! Second straight night, Denver gets the extra point.
We're halfway home through the season, and it'll just get more intense from here. For more on this weekend's matchups, head to nchchockey.com. I'm Jim Rich, and this has been the NCHC Radio Show.